The Wellington region won't be hitting the government's preferred vaccination deadline this year. According to the Capital and Coast District Health Board, the double jabs won't be over in at least one region until late February 2022. But the Prime Minister and others in the government have repeatedly indicated that this year was the preferred deadline. National Party spokesperson for COVID response, Chris Bishop, is with us now. Morena.
Good morning.
Okay, what's going on here? The DHB saying it's still their intention to get everybody vaccinated, but they may not make it by February?
Yeah, that's right. The government uploaded the District Health Board plans that were submitted to them in sort of March, April this year. They uploaded them on very quietly onto their website last night. And if you read them, for Wellington and the Hutt Valley, it says that we'll still be going on Group 4 vaccination in late February 2022. And look, I just think this is a broken promise because the Prime Minister and others have said that, you know, everyone will be offered one by the end of this year.
Yeah, well, let's just break that down because it's called the wash-up. So they've effectively given themselves December through to February just to do the wash-up, which presumably is people who have maybe fallen through the cracks or didn't get round to it.
Well, I mean, that is an optimistic way of looking at it. But what if the wash-up is, you know, tens of thousands of people, which it could easily be? Because you've got to remember, by the end of this month, we're having to start doing 50,000 vaccinations per day around the country, and you know, very few people think we're actually going to ramp up to reach that level. So, wash up could be viewed optimistically as, you know, just sort of a few odds and sods at the end, or it could actually end up being quite a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, what's the goal here, though, really, is to get to above sort of 75-80%. So that's got to be the key focus, doesn't it, as soon as possible. But if that's hit by the end of the year, would that not be success?
Well, I think the government needs to be upfront about what target they are looking to get. I mean, when the vaccination program first started, there was talk of 70%. The latest numbers coming out of the UK and the US about the Delta variant are that you have to get 85-90%. There's some modelling done by John Hendy's crowd here in New Zealand that suggests we need 85-90%, even higher, for the Delta variant to safely reopen the borders. I do actually think we need a comprehensive national target that the country should go towards. And I think what you see is, you know, when New Zealanders are told to get behind something, you know, whether it's, you know, Red Sox, or even, you know, fundraising for the local school, you know, telethon, things like that, people really get behind.
Well, presumably that is what's going to come next week, isn't it? So certainly that's what you would expect when the Prime Minister gives some details of the plan for the future next week.
Yes, I do really think that's important. To be honest, they've shied away from it before now. We've asked for a target for quite a while, and they've said, look, the target is just everyone gets one, or everyone is offered one by the end of the year. But I do think we need some numbers, because the numbers matter. Look, I think we'll get to 60% of the population having a vaccine by the end of the year pretty easily, and that's good. But actually, that's not enough. Actually, the really hard bit's going to be getting to 80, 85, 90, because then you're having to convert the people who are reluctant or even hostile to getting vaccinated, converting them into getting down.
Okay, just before we go, the issue of the DHBs, because their performance does seem to vary with the vaccination, does this not highlight pretty clearly the problem with having so many DHBs and that there is the need to centralise the health system in New Zealand?
We said right from the start, and this is consistent with what we've said, is the vaccine rollout should be nationally led. There is an issue with the DHBs and the inconsistency. Take Taranaki. They're the slowest in the country when it comes to vaccination performance, but if you look at their plan, they're apparently doing 20% better than they planned. So there are really real issues.
Right. So you agree there needs to be a national focus. So why do you support the government's move then to centralise the system with its health reforms?
No. The whole sort of centralisation of the health system. But we think for something like a vaccine rollout, which has to be directed nationally, there should be some control from the centre.
All right, Chris Bishop, thank you very much for that. National's spokesperson for the COVID response.